Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instructions in righteousness, and verse 17, so that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Now take me back to verse 16. So thank you House of Judah. Now I'm just taking my flight from here. Agnes, am I very clear at the back? Okay. So God inspires his word, and he's telling us that every time the word of God is being preached, there are at least four things it will do for you. Number one, it is for doctrine. Do you know what it means to make profit when you say something? That means if you plant that thing, you will come back with a change of story. That's what it means. When the word of God is spoken, or you are hearing the word of God as I'm sharing with you this morning, and you use it, it can come in four ways. Number one, it can come in... for doctrine. That means this is the way God wants us to live our lives, whether it's as a married couple or as somebody who works in the office or as a Christian generally. It teaches us the kind of life we are to live. God does not modify the requirement for being a Christian based on what Instagram is saying. God doesn't modify the requirement for being a Christian based on what Facebook is saying. God is an old school God. He doesn't, his word is his word. It doesn't change. You are the one who is changing. You know, so his word, he has given us this scripture so that nobody will make any mistake about what he wants. You won't say, oh, because one popular music artist did it, or because one pastor did, the word of God is there. You cannot even blame your pastor for teaching you wrongly, because you are supposed to pick that book and you are supposed to read it. So the book is written in your language. So try to pick it and read it so that nobody will be selling balloons to you. He says it's profitable for doctrine. It's also profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction. That means when you are doing something that is wrong, the word of God becomes the standard to measure your deviation, your level of deviation from the truth. It is the word of God. It is not the opinion of a man. It is not the opinion of a man. And that's why we need to familiarize with it. A lot of people in our days are not really familiar with scripture. You mention Abinadab, you mention Amnon. They're wondering, who are these people? Are they? Is it a street on San Francisco? It's not a street in San Francisco. It's the name of somebody in the Bible. Amen. So some people even think San Francisco is in the Bible. You know, I'm not joking. You'll be shocked what people believe. People are, in those days, as young children, we knew which book was in the Old Testament and which book was in the Old Testament. Right now, people have to go to the table of content. It's a serious matter, and that's an indictment on us as a church. It's an indictment on our generation, because if our parents who lived in a time there was no phone, and they read the Bible and they memorized it and they knew it. In fact, it was so serious that if you picked your own Bible in those days, you can find anything. Once you have read it before, there's a way your Bible talks to you. You will find, say, give me 1 minute. You will find that scripture. Now we all depend on Google. So our judgment will be more severe, because we have been given more resources, online, offline, and yet our knowledge is becoming more shallow. So if there's anywhere to get correction, you look at the word of God. He said, for instructions in righteousness. Now he says, this is so that the man of God may be furnished. Why am I reading this scripture to you? Because today, the title of my message is The 7 Mistakes That Lot Made. The 7 Mistakes That Lot Made. Lot is the nephew of Abraham. So today, I want to look at, if I'm happy, I will give you one other maybe like mistake. But let's run through Lot, since we don't have so much time. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 12, you find that God has spoken to Abraham and told him to leave his country and proceed to a land he will show him. And Abraham shared that vision with his younger one. In fact, church history tells us that as at the time God called Abraham, his Lot's dad was already dead. So Abraham was the one taking care of Lot. Can you imagine? It's just like Mama has some wonderful children with her. Now imagine that God now tells Mama, now arise, my daughter, I'm sending you to a land where I will bless you. Then she will tell the young boy that God has told us to move. So she saw the vision to the boy, and the boy embraced it. So, but sometimes people hear you, but they are not hearing, and you understand what I'm saying in a minute. So he saw the vision to the boy, and the boy said, "Wow, this is a glorious vision. We are starting a church in San Francisco. This is the Lord. Let us go to Stanford." So the Lord is saying something. And just because people are following you don't mean that they understand what you are doing. And you really need to understand this one. Just because someone is calling you every day doesn't mean he's in love with you. You got to check out. There are indicators to determine if somebody loves you. And one of it is not buying food for you. One of it doesn't include sending lunch to your office. It's not a sign that he loves you. It could actually be a smoke screen. Say amen. Say amen. You people are not happy now because you like to have your lunch and you like the surprise. People are just envying you that, you know, you're like, so you got a parcel is from Domino's Pizza and all. It don't mean nothing. We are campaigning. When we marry, you will cook. So we are not eating outside again. So you better enjoy it while it lasts. I can assure you, it will not always be like this. So this guy followed, what's his name? Abraham. He received a word, and the belief was that the way he followed him, he packed everything that he bought into the vision. Okay? Now, there's another story to Lot. I want to just rush this because we don't have time. In Genesis 13, verse 5. Genesis chapter 13 and verse 5. The scripture said, "And Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents." This is a young boy. Okay? This is a young boy. But I do you have New Living Translation? Let me see if I have New Living Translation here. He said, listen to this. New Living Translation. Lot, who was traveling with Abraham, also became wealthy. He became wealthy because of what? Because of his association with Abraham. Your company matters. Don't move with people who have gotten to their final bus stop. You will not have any drive again. Because what they will be telling you is about end game. They will be telling you things that have to do with ending, like when you come to the end of your life. But you, what you need now is something to make you get up and run. Something to make you... I mean, I was listening to a particular brother who attends a church in Lagos here. And one of the MDs of that company, one of the members of that church now is the MD of a popular oil and gas in Nigeria. But when they started that church somewhere in Ikeja, this brother was the one who would go and buy fuel for the generator, because they are going to hold service. 25 years down the line, this brother owns at something. So you don't look down on yourself, because the vision you have is big. The devil knows it, God knows it, but maybe you don't even know it. So you got to be, you don't move with people who have gotten to the end of their life. You need to move with someone like Abraham, who is receiving a fresh word. Somebody who is on a journey and the energy is there to run. There is a blessedness, because as Abraham progresses and prospers, even Lot, who goes with him, with what? Will prosper. And that was the same thing Pastor Libo said to Pastor Kunle Ajayi. He said, "There's nothing much here now." He said, "But as I go higher, you go higher." And that man has played the saxophone now before every major audience in the world. I mean, but that's just because he didn't need to have his own light. All he needed was to stay close to a light that was bright enough. And those are some of the mistakes our brother Lot made. Now, there was another situation in Genesis chapter 14 where Lot was captured. Lot was captured, and Abraham heard. that his younger brother or nephew had been captured by five kings or so. I think there were about five kings. Now, this particular set of kings came against the king of Sodom, which was lived. They were able to defeat that king, and they took Lot as a slave with his wife and family. So that was what Abraham heard. And he went all the way out to save his brother. But there's something I wanted to bring out here. When the scripture said when Abraham went to save Lot, he went at night. He went at night, which is symbolic of the power of the night season. When you are dealing with situations that are beyond, when you are faced with five kings, and you know that even other kings have gone there and they were swallowed up. So Abraham went at night. When men sleep and when deep slumber comes upon men, that was when Abraham, a man of prayer, a man of the night seasons, went and he recovered all. So this speaks again about divine strategy. When you are dealing with a situation that is beyond, you need to ask the Lord, how should I go about it? So the other kings fought in the day and they lost to five kings. One man went with 318 soldiers only. But because he went at night, he understood the power of the night. He understood the power of prayer. He knows that there are certain activities that don't happen in our timeline except it's in the night. It's just like when your child is having some infection. Maybe some of you are familiar with this. Sometimes once it's getting towards 6, 7 p.m., if it's an infection, the temperature will start rising. Who knows what I'm talking about? The child will start getting very hot. Then in the morning, it will cool. The temperature comes down again. Then the child could play like there's nothing wrong with him. Once it's 8 p.m. again, the thing will start. Meanwhile, you're already happy that the boy is okay. So it's the same thing. There are certain activities in the realm of the spirit. They are only active at night. Even Jesus taught us and he said that the night cometh when no man can walk, because it is spirits that walk at night. So if you are careless and you are not sensitive, you may be fighting battles, but you will not be able to handle it properly because there are no reactions in the day. The infection will manifest in the night. That is when you should wake up. It is why men slept, that the enemy came and did what? And he sowed tears. That means the enemies walk at night. So you can't talk, no matter even if you go to a church where they say, oh, everything's going to be all right. If you don't know how to pray at night, there are certain things that will not answer you. Those demons don't manifest in the day. They come at night. So this guy saved his brother because he understood the power of the night. Again, I would have expected Lot to be wise, but he was not. So let's look at some of the points here. What I just gave to you is a summary of chapter 12, 13, 14. So please take your time, read the stories. Now, please pick your paper and your pen. Based on some of the short stories I've given to you, one of the mistakes that Lot made, Lot followed a man but failed to carry his spirit. Lot was following Abraham, but he did not desire the kind of anointing, the grace that was over Abraham's life. He had no idea even the kind of man he was following. If you ask him, he will say, oh, he's my uncle. Who is Abraham? He's my uncle. But before God, there is a discerning of the heart that God wants every believer. When you are following somebody, and the reason why I read that scripture is so that we will see the link between the 2 Timothy chapter 3 scripture and the story of Lot, so that you will not make the same mistake. These things were written as examples to us, so that we will not make the same mistakes. God has built this earth on layers, and one of those layers are quality relationships. No matter what you do, you will need somebody. No matter how big you are, there was a day you needed somebody to recommend you. So don't think that you will just stand up one day as a super wonder. So you manage your relationships. Even when you are not happy, if you know you want to leave, don't bang the door. Close it gently.
Because the day can break and it is that man you will see. That man will say, I don't give a damn about you. You know, you park where you don't park, where you don't park, where you don't get it, you don't get it, forget it. That man that you insulted at the park, car park, and his wife is the person who will interview you. It is an error in destiny to follow a man but not carry his spirit. It is the ability to carry his spirit which comes by recognition of the person you say you are following. Do you know this man? Do you know this man? Or you are just doing follow? How are you seeing this man? Are you seeing him in the spirit? Abraham lied that his wife was his sister. When God came, did he ask Abraham why did he lie? God went to threaten the other man. If you lie, say God is supporting lie on your own. I'm just telling you that when God wanted to settle the matter, he did not even ask Abraham, you're a man, why are you lying? By now, your level, you should not be all these small sins. God did not even talk about it. He went to the king and said, you are a dead man. You are a dead man. For you have taken the wife of a prophet. Esa, Lot didn't know that the man that took him from his father's house was a prophet. He didn't know. He thought he was my uncle. Inheritance flows based on divine recognition. Please, you need to note it. Inheritance flows based on divine recognition. This is one of the mistakes that Lot made. He was looking at the man like we grew up in the same house. He's the one paying my school fees. Oh, guy, you need to open your eyes. Because I can tell you for free, this is one of the reasons why many don't get healed. Some people want the miracle to happen. Then they will believe. No, sir. You got to believe before you see the miracle. Lot made a very costly assumption. And it's a major mistake. Because familiarity will always breed contempt. Come on, say, I won't be familiar. If there's someone God has put in your life, maybe your boss in the office, or even if your dad, for instance, is a pastor, you must learn how to differentiate between my dad and my pastor. Because the anointing is different. Yeah, yeah. I receive calls from people sometimes from very far away, you know. Very far away, I mean like countries like you probably travel by air for a whole day. But because of the heart connection, while I am talking, I have not even seen your face. I don't know what you look like. Huh? And I'm talking to you like I am in your house. Inheritance can only be transferred when there's a proper recognition of relationships. This man that is in your life, this is your husband, who is he? Is it possible that God is calling him a prophet? And you are calling him Yelly Bobo. Yelly Yelly. I don't know what name you call him, but I'm not Yelly. Just look for one nice thing. And you call. Is it possible that you may be playing with fire? Because this guy has something that can deliver a nation. But because of your familiarity, you are not able to receive him at that level. So this is one of the first mistakes that brother made. He could not discern who Abraham was. He could not discern. Number two, even though he went with Abraham, he could not discern the call of God on Abraham's life. It is one thing for you to discern who a man is. It's another thing to discern the call of God over his life. This is also very important. Because there are certain things about a man that are tied to his calling. There are certain things that are tied to that. The man may be hostile. The man may even be wicked like Elijah. But that calling, that calling will be speaking. Yeah. I was in Abuja recently and I was talking to a particular brother and he said to me, he said, sir, he said, this particular person you are talking about, I have lived with him for years. He is a difficult man. He was talking about a particular pastor. He said, he's a difficult man. He said, but the only way I survived staying in that house was that I isolated the man from the prophet. Do you understand what he said? I learned how to isolate the man. Because of the oil over his head. That, okay, this man is difficult. He's cranky. But the hand of God is over him. So if I want what he is carrying, it is not that man that will change for me. I'm the one that will change for him. So he adjusted his lifestyle to suit the prophet he was living with. And he said by the time he left, he was blessed. But he said, but speaking about the brother, he says very cranky. He can be in the spirit now, but when he enters the house, he's another person. Why is the house like this? I begin to say, we just came from a prophetic everywhere. Spirit, angel, archangel. I know some pastors, they see archangels. Some of us still see angels, but some are seeing archangels, you know. But when he comes into the house, he can be screaming and losing his temper from the door. Discerning the call of God upon the life of a man, especially one that you have been assigned to follow, is very significant to progress. Because many times the enemy may not allow you pass, but if they see who is following you, they'll give you a chance. Following from afar is one of the most difficult decisions you can make, because the person who will suffer is you. Following from afar. And when I say following from afar, I'm talking about a heart connection. There are people that are only in your life now because they can't avoid you. The day things are good for them, you will not see them again. That's the kind of person Lot is. Are you with me now? So you too, try to pray and know those people so you won't be wasting your money. I'm not joking. There are people that, as far as they are concerned, you are only good for them today. But they know they will blow. So when they blow, you will not be... So we move. So when you identify those, you to be playing their game with them. Don't accuse them, or be playing their game with them. And they are everywhere. You understand what I'm saying? So it is important to discern the man. It is important to discern the call separately. Hallelujah. These are mistakes Lot made, though, and everything is tied to familiarity. You know, I was saying, I don't know whether it was there. I said, if my friends, my personal friends, and my personal friends are people that can pray for me, that speak into my life, if they are going to pray for me, I will kneel down. Even though me, I don't like people kneeling for me, but me, I will kneel down, because your posture and attitude is important. It's not the kneeling down God needs. But sometimes you need to kneel down to make your heart kneel down. I don't know if you head down. If you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, forget about it. Hallelujah. So this is important. It doesn't reduce you. Actually, it elevates you. He said, how did that scripture put it? He said, humble yourself under the might of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There were many things Lot didn't know. There are many things he didn't know. Number three. Though Lot was a righteous man, his discernment was poor. He chose to break away from his mentor prematurely. You know, the Bible says, even Lot who went with Abraham was blessed. Even Lot who went with Abraham was blessed. That means if there was somebody who was under a curse, if you follow Abraham, you'll be blessed. Forget about the fact that Abraham doesn't have child. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had his own problem. But God, the answer prayer. He said, you did not look at my own infirmity. He said, Pastor Eko Bimo, he doesn't have a child, but he's praying for others. Along them, but you better keep your eyes on the ball. Yes, because even Lot, who went with Abraham, was what? Was blessed. Yes, they said that, Pastor. He's blind in one eye. You better. This guy, Lot, our children, no? His mentor did not have. Yet, God blessed him because of. There's something that your mentor have that you don't have. And you, if you want to work for it, it will take years. So it's better, let's transfer it. It's called inheritance. Nobody works for inheritance, it's faithfulness. But God allowed this boy to be blessed, thinking that maybe we can do something with his life. Because there are people that God will bless and give a calling, not because he needed to give them a calling, but because they are close to you, God will find work for them. When Abraham was going to be called Moses, God didn't have a plan for Aaron. But because this guy was a stammerer, where is Aaron, your brother? Okay, you, from today you are a prophet. You will be... the prophet of Moses. Do you know what that means? That when Moses cannot hear God for himself, the person God will speak to is who? Is Aaron. So Aaron was wearing a two-fold office. He was a minister to the people, and he was a prophet to the prophet. Now imagine the kind of anointing that Moses has, that God took 70 of that grace and gave to others, and Moses did not diminish. Then God now tells you that you are the pastor of that man. So how anointed was Aaron? Do you see why his offense was great when he rose against his brother? I don't know if anybody is here this morning. Are you hearing something? So most times people don't know how much God has blessed them. They are thinking because they are not the one on stage. Meanwhile, God has made you a prophet to the prophet. So it's not a small anointing. But he didn't know. But initially, there was no role for him. It was just because he was around. Okay, your brother will be your prophet. That's all. So I believe that God had something particular for Lot, that he wanted to transfer from Abraham so that lineage would be secured. This brother could not wait. The moment God started blessing, people say, man of God, you are expanding on an exponential level. When you are ministering last night, we saw the power of God. It's even like somehow even stronger than our Father in the Lord. Abraham, you know, man of God, I think it's time for us to move to the permanent site. They started talking to him. Do you notice that it was not even Abraham and Lot that had issues? It was their church members. It was the other shepherds. And they were fighting, you know. But if Lot did not permit it. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you come to me now and say, Pastor, are you a member of this church? Well, delete the name. I don't want to hear. If there is gossip there is somebody in authority that permits it. If there is gossip there is somebody in the authority structure that allows it. But if you come and you talk to me today about Tina, I say, okay. Then next day, you see me with Tina, I eat Amala. Then you come next day, talk about Agnes. Next day, you see me with Agnes again, we're eating Pandediam. Then like that, this pastor is a hopeless person. Every time we talk to him about someone, you go and eat Amala with them. Then you stop gossiping to me because I don't want it, I don't hear it, I don't see it, therefore forget about it. So it's a serious matter. So is it true? Is it true? Whoever convinced that young man that he should break away, did him a great evil in his destiny. Because most times God will wait to see your willingness to stay in a place before he releases you into your own destiny. He will wait. He will see. How long can she wait? How long can the brother wait? How long? You didn't know anything. It was this man that called you to enter into this grace. You came into the grace. You prospered with it. All of a sudden, people who didn't know when the man called you to follow him are now telling you, we can go. Meanwhile, the brother saw what was happening. As a matured man, you know, Yoruba people say what the elderly man sees sitting down. Even if the young boy climbs 121 story, he will not see it. He called the boy and said, man of God, I can see God's hand over your life. Choose any area. Again, this is poor discernment show. Because he now looked at Lekki. The father-in-law is at Abule Egba. The brother will look and say, Lekki, with what we have, we'll do well. People need our prophetic ministry. When I went to Abuja, someone came to me and said, Pastor, can you move to Abuja? I said, why? He said, we need a prophet in Abuja. I said, you people have. He said, many of them are false prophets. I said, talk. I said, man, I don't know how to be a pastor in Abuja. Lagos is still like, the thing. He said, Pastor, don't worry. So they are making me offer. In case you just come here and you don't see me again, then you forget about it. His discernment was poor. Every time you use two eyes to determine what is good. These two eyes. They have deceived you. They have deceived you. These two eyes. You need inner eyes. You need inner light. You need the light of God to shine so that when she's talking, you'll be here. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. Don't be hearing the name Rebecca. Be hearing it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. I'm telling you, a lot of Christians suffer because they make decisions based on what their eyes are seeing. The day you enter the thing is the day the thing will close up. They will lock your money, take it away. His discernment was poor. And do you know that that error of leaving his mentor laid the foundation for his future problems? Because the day his wife died was not the day she was forced to die. Are you with me now? Come on, say, I refuse the spirit of error. Number four, Lot did not understand spiritual warfare. He didn't understand it. Listen to me. If God has spoken to you in a dream, if God has spoken to you in a vision, if you have ever gone to a meeting and somebody said the hand of God is upon you, my brother, don't sleep. Start praying. Go and learn the art of warfare. That guy thought that by relocating, his destiny can blow. It's not by moving from Lagos to San Francisco. It's not that if the enemies are after you, you are not going anywhere. You can get to San Francisco and they deport you. You only see the flag and you come back. A particular brother, I was listening to him online, a man of God somewhere, I think Kogi State. He said there's a curse in their family. Nobody travels out. Nobody does well. He said all the visas he applied for, they threw him out. When he finally got the South African visa, he prayed, fasted, because he needs to break it so that the other members too, his children can. But in that family, nobody goes to the airport. There's nothing that is not for you. You can escort people, but you are not going. So it was a serious problem. And some of you don't know that you have that problem. You understand? You think it's for nothing that they are rejecting your visa. He said he got into the airport. Once the plane took off, Ikaba, Elaba, Father, thank you. Finally. When they landed at South Africa, where is that? The airport? Is it Johannesburg? When they landed there, they did not allow him pass. The woman said, which hotel are you going to? Said, this is the hotel. They called them. They are not picking. The woman said, this is your first time. I cannot allow you to be roaming the street. We have plenty of people like you doing drugs. Say, I'm a man of God. He said, oh God, forget about that one. We have men of God. And we are the one that caused it. Because where we were supposed to be preaching with power, we were preaching with word of wisdom. We are preaching motivational message. So there's no respect for pastor. If a pastor is one that can call down fire, nobody will be talking rubbish. You go to church from January to December, at the end of the day, it's motivational messages. Then you now wonder why there's no power. Why do people go to the oracle wearing rich men? When they go there, they begin to roll on the floor and they are respecting the Baba with chewing stick. It's because there is power now. But at Ifra Wale, you are saying the same joint, right? Amala. No power. You understand? You see a minister of God in a wedding party. The way he's eating and collecting a sharp plate. Or even a member of prayer department. They are the ones fighting, and the camera is seeing that. Say, you have not eaten, but this is your third plate. It's a serious matter. You forget about being a pastor. I mean, he started as a Christian. This brother, who is also a prophet, he said he begged the woman, madam, call them. The woman called. He said, look, I can't help you. Go back. I'm sending you back to Nigeria. The man joined. He can't even make a satalia. If I do not enter this country, that your son that is sick at home will die today. Hey. What did you say? Say, who is James? Who is James? He said, my son. Say, wait. Sit down. Let me see if I can get you another hotel. The woman herself picked the phone. Yeah, do you have reservation? Okay, I'm sending you somebody. Say, man of God, sir. I've gotten you another hotel. It's not too far from that one you were talking about. Say, thank you very much. Say, so this is my number. We'll come and visit you in the hotel room when we close, sir. Say, no problem. And he said, that's how we entered. If he was not anointed, if he could not hear God, oh man, they would just bundle their pastor for airport. They say, pastor, are you back? Say, something happened. Say, nothing happened. What die, padani? What die, padani? He didn't understand spiritual warfare. Many of the things you are battling with, they are not your problem. They are battles. And unless you see it as battle, you cannot conquer it. If you are still speaking English and speaking grammar, hey, Satan did not go to school. That is a thug. He's an area boy. If you do not deal with him as such, you will not get out of that place. You will not get out. And there is warfare in marriage. You need to learn how to fight. Both of you need to learn how to fight together. Because one will chase 1,000, but two, 10,000. Serious matter. Lot did not understand spiritual warfare. Where was that place he moved to? He moved to Sodom. Sodom was, is that, there's one film I used to see way back. I don't know if, Sin City. One year film like that, Sin City. It was the worst of his kind then. I think it was in black and white or reddish. I didn't even understand that thing, but it's Sin City, Sha. You are living in a city where everything around you tells you that you are under threat and you don't have prayer life. Did you ever hear anywhere, read anywhere in the scripture where they say Lot prayed? When they told Abraham, we are going to destroy Sodom, what did he do? He prayed. He started interceding for his... Some of you are even ashamed to speak in tongues in public. Because we are... Because even if you speak, we ask, what are you doing? You understand? Lot never had a prayer life. He didn't understand spirit. Every blessing he had before that day was called Abraham. So he didn't know the value. That's why he was confident that they can start ministry. When they went to Lot, all those people pushing him, did you see them? Hello, those people telling him who are fighting with Abraham, did you see them? It was Lot alone with his head. Don't let them push you. Man of God. Won't you? They are pushing you. You better stay in your area of anointing. My time is up. I never finish this message. Are you blessed? You see, he was living in Sin City, but he forgot that there's a difference between being a good father and being a good spiritual leader. He didn't understand the atmosphere. I break the hold of immorality in the atmosphere, in my house. You begin to pray, break. It will not break the first day. You continue. Every day, Parikado, Zalia, Kaba. You mention your children's name. Karia, Paduzaka, Yeda. You begin to break. People will be, why are you always fighting? It's something in the air. They can't feel it. You of all people should know. You are with Abraham. You of all people should know. Everywhere Abraham goes, he raises altars. Now so Lord goes stand. Rechoboli. Say, no, go join your uncle pray. Say, I just did this side. May I just look. What your father and the Lord reject is what you are taking. Abraham was a rich man. If there was somebody that should not pray, it's Abraham. But anytime they get to a new city, Elima, he will raise water. Elima Dagadia, Elima Rabadabalia, Ezefeligada Balagada, Eribazalabada. All of them just sit at the cack. With that bush meat. Bring. Don't put pepper. Bring. Baba still they pray. Say, no, don't worry. I'll go see her later. Then they bring pami. Your father and the Lord is praying. You are eating bush meat with pami. You are using pami to down it. Now you are in Sodom. You are in trouble. No energy, no force inside to fight. You cannot deal with the problem because you are light. You are light. You are a light feather. Errors of destiny. Errors of death. People don't know that some of the things they are benefiting is the prayer of their parents. They don't know. Meanwhile, you see your daddy will be calling you. Say, oh, what to call? You are already tearing the umbrella that is covering you. People don't know. This is our spiritual thing. So he didn't understand spiritual warfare. He didn't understand. He thought life is like that. Because your parents covered you. And your church, they always praying, they covered you in prayer. So you didn't know the value. Lot didn't know what it meant to be a prayerful man. Because Abraham was always there. Now you find yourself in Sodom and you are in trouble. So the closest solution to saving, God, I'm telling you, Lot would have died. Lot would have died. Ah, Oluwa, I'm still on 4. I'm going to 9. But I don't know. Let me stop somewhere. Are you blessed? Uh-huh. Because so that when you sit, when you go out tomorrow, you see people who are reckless. Don't join them. There are people like, God put this story in the Bible because of people of today. Because a lot of people are reckless. The Bible said he was a righteous man, but he didn't understand warfare. Don't expect, you got to that land, you got to that marriage, you got to that new location. Oh God, there were people there before you got there. There were landowners. We have spiritual landowners that have been there. Did you understand spiritual warfare? He through ignorance, he exposed his children, his family, to the error in that land. Do you know that as at the time the angels came, his children were not, they were virgins. Ah, but the error was already in their heart. Ah, kokoti faraoni. He never showed face, but he did there. He did inside your heart. But you will see him. Man of God, hey, we are doing well. We are doing well. How's your market? For him, once market is moving, no problem. But now you are faced with a problem that money cannot solve. God has to look for another intercessor. The one you rejected, the one you backstabbed, the one you walked away from. When they told you to take a land, you took the one that was okay, not expecting your father and the Lord to die. People don't know Nene. Ah, Leo, just stay with me. I will come back. Number 5. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19. God said concerning Abraham, he said, I know my servant Abraham that he will command his children to what? He will command to seek after him. Give me 18:19. He said, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. This is the mentor of a man who ran away to Sodom. He was a good father, but a bad spiritual leader. He was not able to protect his children from decay. Even though the children were not doing what people around them were doing, but the thing was already in their heart, and they manifested it later. They saw it from somewhere now. They saw it from somewhere. You that you have been keeping yourself, you now wanted to backslide. You started on a high note. You didn't even start with a young guy like John, like Shegun, like Femi. Started with your father. I said they learned it from somewhere. All that time they were going on the street, they saw something. But the baba was not praying, so he could not protect the children. He's the kind of father that when the children come, oh daddy, we missed you. Oh God, hey, good father. Yeah, it's battle we are fighting. Good father, bad leader. Number 6. Lot was an ungrateful man. He did not remember that everything happening in his life today is because of people that God put there. He had no ministry. He had no calling. There was no emphasis from heaven concerning his life. But because he associated with Abraham, God began to take interest in him. Do you know that God brought up the issue of Lot with Abraham when they were going to? It's because, you know, they know him with Abraham. There are people you will come close to. Your life will become significant overnight. And that is the way God put it, so that we can honor men. There are people my. There are places I've gone to preach. They didn't know me from anywhere. As I was preaching, I was seeing pop up on my phone. So person is now following you. So person is now following. I didn't know them from nowhere. There were people in that meeting. You understand what I'm saying? There are places you go to, you become automatically, it's like you are thrown into the limelight. You are thrown there. He was an ungrateful man. He never one day thought that this man, I was blessed under you. I was blessed under your ministry. And there are people like Lot too. Once they get blessed, they run away. It's the spirit of Lot. No, they disconnect until the day they have problem again. If Lot can do it to Abraham, I beg, me, I should stop complaining. I should stop complaining. But there are people like that, and they don't end well. You understand? They don't end well. You are supposed to have a problem in your office. It was somebody that stood for you. And you could not even go back and say thank you. Say a genuine thank you. People are ungrateful. You understand what I'm saying? It's like after all, it's God now. It's God use you. Do you know that after the friends of Job finished castigating him, God told him that if you don't pray for them, he will not allow them go. God uses men. I say he uses men. And that prayer that God is telling that he will answer, it's a man he will use. It's a man. So, if you like, keep fighting with everybody. Say you're a fighter, you're a warrior. By the time you are now old, your children need job. You don't have connection again because you have fought everybody that would have been useful in the future. You've quarreled with everybody. You are the only freedom fighter in Nigeria. Do you understand what I'm saying? People have no goodwill. That's an ungrateful... Excuse me. When they captured Lot, I beg, make her go sit down. Let me just rush this thing and go and sit down. I don't know because this church is very quiet. I don't know what's happening. Is it that we need to change the message or should I? Because I need to know that I'm in the right place. So, when they came to deliver Lot from the hands of those five kings, this is the man that left you, abandoned you. Do you know sometimes you are going through a situation in your life? It's not really that the problem has been solved, but because some people, your friends are with you, you will have the courage to continue marching on. This man left his uncle high and dry. By the time Abraham came back to deliver him, Tina, what would you have expected the man to say? Uncle, I made a mistake. That time I left you, you kneel down. I beg. You see now, you are the one that came to save me again. He would have gone on his knees with his wife and family and apologized to his father. Sir, do you know what happened to Lot? He went back to Sodom. Baba, on your bureau. It was Abraham's money that they used to go and fight that battle. If anybody had died in that battle, he's gone. The man they went to save. Yes, sir. Mama, where the children? Where? They go so down. No feeling of gratitude. I don't know if anybody is listening to me. No feeling. Some people are just hard like that. They are hard. It's God that did it. Nobody should take the glory. But even though God gave the victory to Abraham, it was Abraham he used. Let's be grateful. I'm telling you about mistakes people make. And they are telling themselves, it doesn't matter. And they are still on one level. Meanwhile, people who came after them, they are going. Don't play with people that helped you. See, let me tell you, when I was going to get into the ministry, I was reluctant. It was Papayo that God used for me. It was Papayo that God used for me. So forget about it. Oh, we have three churches. We have planned two other churches in 2022. It doesn't matter. He's there. You may not like his message, but that's your problem. It's your problem. It's in your pocket. It's not my own problem. Me, I'm okay. I'm happy. But not many people can see you when you are struggling and they say, okay, go ahead. We are with you. Not many people. People want someone that will serve them forever. And this one said, go, I release you. Be grateful. The day anybody that helps you, any like a mentor or someone that is older than you, if he helps you, the day you start living in dishonor, he will know. He may not tell you, but he will know. He was not a grateful man. These are mistakes that Lot made. Mistakes that Lot made. Time has gone, I beg. I've said I want to be a good man from now. So I want to be finishing my message on time. I give you one more because you people are nice. After God preserved the life of Lot, Lot never bothered to inquire, why was my life precious in your sight? There must have been a reason now. There must have been a reason why you didn't die in the accident. You just stood up, you brush your shirt and you walk away. You should have asked. Something would have happened that day. For some reason, God preserved your life. Sunday, it's God. I just thank God. I just thank God. Don't just thank God. Inquire. Ask why. Why did you preserve my life? Is there something you would have me do? Why is my life so precious in your sight? It's not everybody that goes into the hospital that comes out. It's not every woman that is pregnant that goes in and comes out. Baba, there must have been something you are looking at. There must have been something you are looking for. Come on, say my eyes are open. So when we come like this, we are already preparing for 2022. So we must deal with the spirit of Lot. Because there are a lot of people in this generation that are like that. And when people see that you don't like listening to correction, they will leave you. Because some people's story must be used as example. But yeah, that's not you. Come on, I say that's not you. Some people's story must be used as bad examples. Because the Bible is not enough, so we need to use them. But that's not you. Come on, I say that's not you. We'll come back and we can look at those who followed all through and see how God moved in their lives. We rise by men. God, every time God wants to use to do something, He will use a man, He will use a woman. If you are the kind that don't see nobody, you don't see nobody, don't give a damn about nobody, because you're a God, you're a covenant kid, God is a father, God is a God, God is a God, and He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful. By the time your demons from Umofia, their boss, by the time he gets to Lagos, you will know that there's a difference between Abuja and Lagos. But my eyes are open. I say my eyes are open. So I want you to pay attention. Go and get this message and listen to it again. Not for my voice, but for your own profit. And then take the story of Lot in those three chapters. Read it again. You will see other things. I'm telling you. God put those things there for us. So you will not be living in a fool's paradise. If you are making a mistake, you should know. Rise on your feet. We behold the beauty of the Lord. We inquire in His temple, the temple of the Lord. We behold